Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Scott from the Horns Over Hoops podcast. You're listening to a Fans First Sports Network affiliate.
What's good, Bulls fans and Horniacs, and welcome to the first postseason episode of the Horns Over Hoops podcast. We are your hosts, Sal Bass, Scott Berman, and Dan Gracie. If you guys are listening to this right now, it means that the Bulls fulfilled their prophecy of another mediocre season, and they're not in the playoffs, but rather watching it from the comfort of their own homes. Fellas, how's everything going so far?
Good, good, good. Bulls are in Cancun. So, can't really complain.
They're just watching the playoffs from the comfort of a hammock.
Yeah, they're on the banana boat.
yeah.
Only certain Scott, people are allowed on Chris Paul's banana boat.
Kobe's there. Kobe White and Chris Paul are, you know, just hand in hand. Hug the banana boat. I guess I should say, I could see Kobe, like, hugging around Chris Paul on the banana boat. Hold on for safety. All that fro just like waving in the wind.
What kind of swim trunks do you guys see Kobe wearing?
White ones?
Board shorts.
Board shorts. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So once again, like I mentioned, if we were listening to this, we still want to put out content even though the Bulls season has come to an end. This episode was mainly aimed towards talking to the fans themselves about what to expect during the offseason, because we're not going to just go away because the Bulls season is over. So without further ado.
Get rid of us.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of us that easy. So without further ado, let's jump right into this. So fellas, our first year of reporting the Chicago Bulls on a podcast is in the books. So I want to interview you guys and tell me what your guys' aspect of the show was. So we're going to start out with question for Dan. Well, this is for both of you, but Dan can answer first. But Dan, what was the most enjoyable part about starting a podcast this year?
Well, this might sound lame, but just, you know, hanging out with you guys.
Aww.
Yeah, no, just hanging out with you guys. You guys are obviously two of my best friends, and just shooting the shit every day. So yeah, I would say that's probably the best part. But also talking about the Bulls, it's my favorite team in the NBA. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that would be the best part.
Yeah, I think. Oh man, I'm a little feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. Thank you, Dan Gracie.
Don't want to make you guys cry.
Dan Gracie was able in 10 seconds to make me feel much warmer than the Bulls did the entire 82 game season. Oh, that was lovely.
It's because I actually care, unlike the team.
There it is.
Put some heart and soul into my friendship.
Scott?
It gave me a reason to watch the Bulls this year. I always kind of just like checked into games randomly and like would sit down and watch games, but this podcast gave me a reason to look forward to something. I know I'm going to watch something. I have something planned every other night or every night. And then on the weekend, usually I wasn't doing anything, so I knew I had something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you guys. It was great watching the games, kind of chatting about it in our little group chat there, not just with you guys, but like everyone in our little community, Twitter, 35 years old and just now got active on Twitter. I know I joined the party a little late, but I think the thing that I liked most about podcasting was just it made me watch the game in a different aspect, because before I would kind of just selfishly watch the games as a, why won't the Bulls do this? Why can't they just do this? And it kind of puts you in that mentality of a neutral playing ground. You're seeing it both from a like a executive standpoint as well as a spectator standpoint, where it's like, okay, you can't just make these bogus trades like you can in 2K, you know, and players have salary cap. So it made me enjoy the game and appreciate the game in a different aspect. So I'm with you guys. Fellas, who was your favorite guest or what was your favorite episode that we recorded? Dan, I'll let you start.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Mo Banks. He was my favorite just because he's just a good guy. He's such a great guy. he knows his history of the sport and everything. I thought that he had an interesting story about like what got him into writing and everything. So yeah, 100% Mo Banks. Second favorite would probably be the UK guys. Or no, they weren't on our show, but we were on their show.
Yeah. But so, still, yeah, it was fun to collab with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott, favorite guest or favorite episode?
I don't really have a favorite episode, but I did enjoy our interview with Australian Scott, kind of getting the out of the US point of view of the NBA and kind of just understanding more about like Australia and how much they love basketball there and how it's their whole basketball program is up and coming. Brad's an honorable mention, but he didn't hype up his episode enough, so not Brad.
There you go. Yeah, suck it, Brad.
Shout out, Brad. Yeah, I'm with you guys. My favorite episode was probably the Mo Banks one, just because that man's knowledge is incredible. Very, very rarely nowadays do you meet a genuine person who had been following the Bulls from, you know, either pre-Jordan or like before Jordan actually emerged. I mean, even me, I've been watching since I was 5, so 30 years ago, that would have put us, what, 94? So right before he retired the first time, I guess you could say. So it's really cool to hear somebody who was with it from the beginning. Because nowadays, we get a different types of fans. We get fans that started watching because of Derrick Rose. We get fans that just started watching because it's Chicago basketball and they wanted to give it a try. But we very rarely see people from pre-Jordan.
The 90s era.
Yeah, exactly.
Before, yeah.
Exactly. So we got somebody that really, like me, witnessed the dynasty, the disaster, the somewhat good year, and then whatever you call this season now. So whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
Continuity era.
And probably my honorable mention would be the two foreigner episodes, because it's really cool to see just how far not just the Bulls community, but the basketball community stretches across the world. You know, it's not just these few square miles of Chicago. It's worldwide. We're a global mm-hmm. brand. And it really makes me kind of feel proud to be a Bulls fan when you see just how far the love for the team stretches. So those would be my honorable mention. But it's not all ups here on the Horns Over Hoops podcast. We have our hurdles. We have our struggles. And Dan Gracie, what would you say would probably be one of the biggest struggles or hurdles that we faced as far as providing content this year?
Just the beginning of this Bulls season really sucked. Like, the Bulls were terrible. And it was hard for me, I don't know about you guys, just to get, like, amped up to talk about the Bulls or to find something positive to talk about with this team. Because there really wasn't anything really positive to talk about.
No.
So that was one of the biggest hurdles for sure this entire podcast season, I guess.
Yeah, well, when you start a season off, what, 5-14? I mean, those first few episodes, we were just depressed the whole time. We're like, Bulls lose again.
Yeah, what do you know? They still suck.
Yeah, it's like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott, what was the biggest hurdle?
Yeah, the beginning of the season, it definitely made me question, is like, should we keep doing this? There, how many times can you talk about like, hey, this team can't shoot threes. Hey, no one's rebounding. Hey, Zach LaVine, what the fuck are you doing? There's no, yeah. So that was the biggest part. Like, but then I felt like it was good because it helped us evolve into, instead of let's break down every game, let's talk about that, let's talk about other things surrounding the organization. So
yeah,
it was bad, but it also helped us.
Yeah, I agree with you, because a lot of people don't realize this, that unless you have somebody devoted to editing your podcast and putting it out, the biggest hurdles are of starting a show, one, finding a direction to go to, because there's shows out there, and I'll tip my hat to you guys, that can break down every single game, coordinate meetups every single game, put out content, and post it in a timely manner. That is hard work. So, Exactly. I'm with Scott and I'm with Dan. Like, you know, just meeting up once every other week, BSing about just a summary and turning it more into a show. I mean, come on. Like, let's just face it. Everyone, when they get their Bulls information, they're either going to SportsCenter, they're going to Google. So I feel like we don't need to provide a breakdown of every single game, because if they want to find it out, they'll just Google search it, or they'll turn on ESPN, unfortunately. Our angle evolved more from an informative show to a let's entertain the crowd type of thing. Yeah, and I like that a lot better. So, all right. Besides the biggest hurdle about content, what is the hardest part about podcasting? The actual act of podcasting. Dan Gracie, smiling away, what's the hardest part?
So I don't know for sure, but I am hoping that I will be able to edit for this new segment of the postseason show, because I didn't edit at all for the regular show at all. And so I'm I'm excited, but I don't want to say I'm dreading it, but I'm not looking forward to it, but I am looking forward to it at the same time, because it's something I've never done, but it doesn't look insanely hard. So I would say for me, maybe that would be the hardest part, because I've never done it. So yeah, I guess.
I
guess that's my answer.
Here's the thing. It's not that it's hard. It's just cumbersome. Because, I mean, like, Scott can attest to this when I get to him. But like, you have a life outside of this. And, you know, editing doesn't just take, you know, 5-6 minutes. It's, you have to listen to your whole show. You have to chop it down. But once you get the gist of it, it goes by pretty quick.
Yeah. What I get is that it's just tedious. It's tedious to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's time consuming, because we have other interests. I mean, we're recording the show is fun. Editing the show isn't the most fun. I mean, it's still fun, but Scott?
Yeah. Going off editing, it's what you get home from work 5:30. The Bulls are on at 7. You have, at least for me, there's an hour and a half where I can try to edit, and what that's going to get me 20 minutes, maybe. So it's time consuming, but it's not bad. It's not terrible. And one cool thing is, like, there's a lot of like weird stops, and like people say things and then go back and say the same thing again. If you can like make it sound smooth, It's like really self-fulfilling, like, wow, I really made this sound great. So editing's not that bad. I think scheduling is the hardest, trying to find some time when we can get in. And again, the Bulls play every other day, so you need to fit that in maybe before a game or like early on the weekend. So, and like you said, Sal, we all have lives, so we have things we have to do.
Right. We have lives and wives. So, you know, shout out to the wives and the fiancés.
Shout out to our wives,
For putting up with us watching the Bulls and getting angry at the TV for the last year. You guys are the real MVPs. But, Scott, you hit it right on the head. The editing is not the worst part. It is the scheduling, because we're three different people with literally three different schedules. Dan works in the mornings until a little bit earlier in the afternoon. Scott, you work your 9-to-5. Me, I have a schedule that's completely weird. I actually go to work for a full 24 hours, and then I'm off for two. So scheduling,
you're like You like have like a nurse's schedule where like
yeah.
Like you never know where Sal really is. He might be home, he might not be.
Yeah.
It might be for like 3 days he's gone. Who knows?
Yeah. So actually getting all three of us together, I mean, that's why Saturdays usually work the best. So scheduling would be the hardest part, and probably editing, going down the editing rabbit hole, we really never prepare for stuff to go wrong. We've had entire clips of video vanish. In fact, if you guys listen to the 14th episode on YouTube, it went from video, then an audio, and then 16 was back to video, is because we recorded completely by accident an entire video in what Zoom calls the, what is it, the speaker mode? Yeah. So in speaker mode. So when speaker mode is on, you can't see all three of us, and there's really no way of undoing it. So it's like, well, that's pissed to the wind. So you really never prepare for stuff to go wrong. I mean, you really don't.
No, I'm laughing at the saying. I'm laughing at the...
Oh, you're like pissed to the wind? Yeah. But other than that, like the hardest part would be just finding time to do all this stuff. Like those TikToks, those shorts, even posting on Twitter during the game. You know, that's probably the hardest part. But it all makes it fun. Like I can honestly say I've not lost interest in this since we started it.
No, not at all.
And I think it shows in our work. You know what I mean? I think that when we talk about the Bulls or we talk on this podcast, we actually have emotion in our voice, and it's like, it's fun. It's never not fun recording, which is why I look forward to it every other Saturday. So, but yep, that was our first year in the books as a wrap up. And now if you're a Bulls fan or if you're a Horniak, I'm sure you're sitting there scratching your head like, well, what's next? What's down the road for this podcast? Well, I'm going to tell you right now what to expect during the off season. Fellas, why don't you tell them what they can expect for season two of the Horns Over Hoops podcast?
Well, I'm pretty sure we're planning on doing a Space Jam episode during the off season. Obviously, we're going to be bringing you guys news and everything from what we hear from the off season and the Bulls rumors throughout the off season. I would like to do like a thing, the little segment called the Lonzo Watch.
Oh boy.
Where we give little updates about
Dan's constantly depressed. He's like, he's coming back.
He's gonna come back. He's gonna be strong. There. He's coming back better than ever.
Do you see that 2 second clip of him walking?
He's ready. He's ready. MVP your baby.
Put him in.
He can walk. But no, I would like to do that just to give like the fans little updates about Lonzo throughout the year.
About what we're gonna do this summer?
Yeah. Just during the off season until the next Bulls season
starts. Well, the Olympics are coming up.
Ooh, oh, yes,
they are.
So we're going to obviously talk about Team USA. I still think they're not going to win the gold.
No.
Like, I understand that they have everybody back, all the old players. But again, everybody on that team is 33 and above.
Right.
Look at Team France. Look at Team Australia.
Yeah.
Look at Serbia. All these teams. Germany beat us recently. Yep. It's like all these European teams, I think, may be better than us. But we'll get into that later.
Where is the Olympics this year, Scott?
Paris.
But
I also want to talk about some of the other like competitions, because if you guys haven't seen, like, one of my favorite competitions is the run walk. If you don't know what that is, Hal from Malcolm in the Middle did it. If you guys remember the episode where he has that like whole suit, like aerodynamic suit.
Okay.
But it's basically you have to walk a marathon, but you can't jog.
Oh, I remember this
episode.
It's
like power walking. It's like power walking.
His neighbor or something was competing with his neighbor with the glasses.
Yeah.
The kind of bigger dude.
Yep.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember Fantastic Malcolm in the Middle.
Such a random reference.
Callback.
Yeah.
Deep cut, Scott. Deep cut.
Yeah, deep cut.
Yeah, but I think the Olympics is going to be really fun to watch.
I love the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to the Olympics. I'm looking forward to the Space Jam episode. I know a couple things we tried to discuss was we all wanted to go to a WNBA game and see the sky. Speaking of which, at the time of the recording, we haven't reached the draft yet. So it'd be interesting to see who the Chicago Sky pick up, and hopefully they can land Angel Reese, because she was a beast.
I mean, either Reese or Blink. Sorry.
Brink,
I'm not going to get
or
into
Brink.
It right now.
No, yeah. You can. But for me, I want to hear us talk more about ourselves. Like, I'm sure they would like to hear episodes about just Chicago living in general. I mean, foods, stuff to do around here. Like, I mean, there's a multitude of things to cover. Of course, we're still going to cover the rest of the playoffs, even though the Bulls aren't in it. The draft, free agency. I mean, by the time we hit summer league, it'll be ready to start back up. But we're not leaving you just yet with no content. We're still going to provide you some hot takes. Hot takes to listen to. So we're looking forward to that. Maybe more guests. I would like more guests and potentially maybe work on some solo things. We'll see. We're going to get bigger and better here on the Horns Over Hoops. So what do you guys expect for season two as far as overall show? What do you guys think our season two is going to look like, Dan?
Well, I mean, hopefully the Bulls are good for season two so we can be more positive overall about the team. But yeah, I guess, I mean, for season two, I would expect more of the same, yeah? Like us going over the games, going over the rumors and everything throughout the season. Obviously, in the beginning of the season, we'll talk about what the Bulls did in the off season, give our predictions and everything, so.
Yeah. Scott?
Continuing to complain about Jerry, mostly.
Yes.
I think that's it.
I mean, I hope so.
Season two.
I hope so.
Season two, just Jerry. Complain about Jerry. For season two, I'm expecting, since we have a full year's worth of podcasting under our belt, I'm expecting to be more different. Like, I want to work on a different intro. I want to work on, you know, reaching different platforms. I mean, okay. I want to, and since we've, like, kind of taken this jump into video, I kind of want to upgrade my video system, maybe get a set behind us. You know what I mean? I think it'd be really cool for fans to watch. Better equipment for recording. I mean, I don't even have a boom yet for those who are watching. You guys have nice fancy booms. I have a mic that's on top of a headphones case right now as like a little makeshift boom. So that's what I'm rocking with. Maybe more solo wrap-ups. I mean, where it's hard to come together as three to discuss the games, I think one person to provide a wrap-up every now and again would be pretty cool. But I'm expecting the Bulls to be better. Like Dan said, when it's all said and done, I'm expecting the Bulls to have a better season than this season. Just so that morale wise, we're not just here talking about, well, the Bulls suck again. The Bulls lost to the Pistons again. The Bulls lost to the Wizards. You know what I mean?
You know, it would be really nice if we just had a different roster for a season.
Yeah.
Just one season of something different.
Where we don't just sign one random player and, oh, it's a whole new system. We'll see what's going to happen.
It was two.
TC and JC. The killer C's. So, number one thing I'm expecting ties along with the Bulls to be better is hopefully by next season cover some playoff basketball with the Bulls in it, not just watching it. So,
and hopefully it's not from the play-in. Like, I would like to be an actual playoff team, not a play-in team.
Yeah, exactly. Fellas, it is a bonus episode, or a postseason episode, quote unquote. But I still came up with a game for you guys today. And you guys, we had many guests throughout the season, and I instituted this game called Horns or Thorns. It was featured in the Bloody Horns podcast and the Mo Banks podcast. Shout out to those two. It's basically a game where I give you guys a category and you guys just say horns if you agree with it and thorns if you disagree with it. Surprisingly, the fans really, really like this game. So before we get into our thank yous, you guys want to play?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Pluto.
Oh, boy.
All right.
More of that for season two.
Yeah, more tomfoolery. Yeah, more impersonations. Anyway. All right. You guys can answer together. It's not a competition, so.
No, it's always a competition.
It's always.
You're fucking
What's
going
the
down,
point?
Man.
What's the point if it's not a competition?
Yeah, season two, Scott wins the games.
That's my expectations for season two. What did you finish? How many games did you win?
Three.
I think you won like one or two. Oh, wow.
I won like three.
I won
the most important one.
Oh, the John Lucas III one?
I guess that's super important to know the John Lucas facts.
He didn't just win. He only got one wrong.
Well, yeah, no, he dominated.
Yeah, much like John Lucas did on the court.
Okay, yeah.
So you know how, like, LeBron James dunked over John Lucas? That's what Scott did to you in form of the game, where he just dunked right over you. But anyways, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Question one, in Horns or Thorns, is the Bulls will be title contenders within 5 years.
Thorns.
There's just a simultaneous thorn in there. Jeez, okay.
Not a chance.
Okay. If Jerry's there, if Jerry or Michael Ransor is there, then yeah, not a chance.
Okay. Realistically speaking, though, what do you think would be a timetable where we can expect to be title contenders?
No idea. I have literally no idea. It's so hard to be title contender. How long did it take the Sixers to be title contenders?
Are they with title contenders?
Embiid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's so hard to do that. And I don't think the organization is smart enough from the top down to become title contenders.
Yeah.
It took the Bulls, what, 17 years to get back to what they were with Derek, and they lucked into Derek, or else they never would have been title contenders.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like Michael Jordan, where we lucked into those six titles because of Michael Jordan. So
yeah,
exactly. Like, I wouldn't put a timetable on when we will be able to be titled contenders. I think that this front office constantly gets lucked into situations, and that's how we, you know, get our, because I feel like they're smart enough. It's just that they don't care enough. I think that's the main thing. They care more about the money incoming than anything else.
Yeah.
And they've made it clear to us.
Yeah. Remember, we mentioned that in the Mo Banks episode, where it's like, did the play-in tournament make the Bulls front office more complacent? And now, instead of aiming to get in the playoffs, well, we can get into this thing called the play-in. You know, it's still kind of like the playoffs, and we still get to keep
two extra days of money.
Yeah.
For the Reinsdorfs.
Yep. And it allows to keep a top tier draft pick, because then, as everybody knows, once you get in the playoffs, you're not in the draft lottery. So, I mean, unless you hold somebody's ping pong balls, that came out really weird. unless you hold in somebody's ping pong balls, you get a top draft pick. All right. So no timetable. Perfect. Question two. Lonzo Ball returns to full strength and plays next season. Horns or thorns?
I can't answer. I don't
you
know.
I have to
see him in like 5v5 before I can like say anything. I mean, I'm hoping horns, but for now, right now, I might say thorns.
Okay. I can respect that. Scott?
Thorns. I think his career's over. Like, this is all just hype. His career's over.
Okay.
I don't think he ever makes an NBA comeback.
Okay. I can respect that.
Really, what I think might happen is he may get up to a decent pace and he hurts himself again in practice.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that too. Yeah. I'm with you guys. I mean, here's my thing. I don't think that he plays. I honestly think, I mean, and I'm calling this is the way too early prediction from Sal Bass here, is I think he does come back. I think he is eligible to play, quote unquote, but I think the Bulls trade away his expiring contract. Lonzo's set to make $20 million next season. And on a roster that we're at that salary cap, dumping $20 million will give us the funds to bring in somebody different, you know, whether it be, now we can sign Pat Will and DeMar DeRozan, or we can go after, you know, somebody, anything. You know, it's just, it opens more opportunities to get rid of that. Because let's just face it, man, after being away from basketball for, 3 years now, you know, who's to say Lonzo Ball can still play at the level that he had been playing when before he got injured? Not to say that I don't want to see it, but just saying it's a huge gamble. And I think this front office will err on the side of caution and try to move him.
Jerry's going to... Tanya Harding, Lonzo.
Jeez.
Smash him in the knee with something.
Okay.
I like that. I can't wait to make the thumbnail for that YouTube video. Now the questions get better. Question three. Italian beefs are better dipped. Horns or thorns?
Oh my God!
Yes. And then
yes.
You get sauce on the side.
You dip it, then you get the beef stock or au jus or whatever it's called on the side.
I'm sorry, I don't believe yes was an option.
Horns.
Well, that's the answer I'm giving.
What is horns?
Yeah. What survey says? Yeah, dude. Well, here's the thing. Do you guys prefer dipping it? I've heard two different people say that they prefer dipping it when they're eating there, but when they take it home, they don't want it dipped. Or do you just want to dip regardless?
I'm baptizing that motherfucker.
There you go. All right. My man. All right. Question four. This one hits close to home. Pineapple does not belong anywhere near a pizza.
Agreed.
Both of you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, horns. Oh, horns.
Oh, man.
A pineapple and barbecue sauce are the best thing on pizza.
I like the barbecue sauce.
I will stand on that. You put barbecue and pineapple. It doesn't matter what else you put with it. Onion. I usually put onions with it.
Onion, jalapenos.
Yep.
I don't do the ham usually, and I don't do the jalapenos. It's usually just pineapple, onion, barbecue sauce. Like delicious pizza.
Canadian bacon.
So ham. It's ham. It's good ham. Have you guys, because when I worked at my dad's, he owned a pizza place, as you guys know, I would always try out some funky concoctions. Have you guys ever used ranch dressing as the sauce on pizza?
Thin. And we all know how Scott feels about ranch, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, ranch is overrated. I don't really care for ranch anymore. But back then, like a chicken bacon ranch pizza was just.
Yeah. Agreed. Perfect. You have to do like a thin layer of the ranch sauce. If you go heavy, it's gross.
Right. So, all right. Question number five. This is for us Chicago fans. Horns or thorns, it will always be known as the Sears Tower, no matter who owns it, no matter what, no matter whatever. It'll always be the Sears Tower.
I mean, I refuse to call it anything else. So.
Yeah, horns.
Horns.
All right, perfect, yeah. How many, I think it's set to change its name again, or somebody else bought it again, because it was Willis. Matter.
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You guys been up there?
Yeah.
Not this year. I went to the Hancock.
You did the tilt?
Super fast elevator.
I thought the tilt was at the Sears Tower.
No, the Sears Tower, it's got that little box that you can like walk into and then you like take pictures pretending.
Yeah, to I've done that.
But like the Hancock, you actually like hold on to the bars and it like tilts you forward.
Oh, okay.
No, I have not done that.
That sounds scary as hell, but
I would do it. I mean, what's going to happen? You fall and die? Guess what? You're getting sued now.
I mean, I don't think you'll remember anything because you know why? You'll be freaking dead. All right. Final question. Question six. The Horns Over Hoops podcast will be bigger than ever next season. Horns or thorns?
I have no idea.
What the
horns? Horns, because I believe in myself and I believe in you guys. I just believe.
We'd have confidence in us. Scott?
Horns, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't even care. We're just going to keep doing it.
We're just going to keep doing us.
Hopefully people continue to listen. But if not, I'm doing this because I enjoy doing it. I really don't care how popular it gets. Like, it'd be cool, but also I'm doing it because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, like, Scott, that was, like, the best answer I've ever heard, because since we started, it was always just my goal to just, whoever wants to hear it. I don't look at the numbers just for an analytical point, like when to post a podcast, what content works, what doesn't, but it was never my goal to sit there and study numbers, because once you look at numbers and be like, oh, I only reached this many people today, is it even really worth it to do this anymore? It kind of takes the wind out of your sails. So I look at numbers just as an analytical. And Scott, you're absolutely right. Whoever wants to listen to us is going to listen to us. Whoever doesn't, well, you know, sorry we couldn't keep you. But so, guys, that'll take it to the end of this episode. It's our first ever postseason episode. So this is postseason episode one. More to come. And for this last little bit, I feel like I'll give you guys each a moment to address the fans on your own. So whenever you're ready, Dan, go ahead and go ahead and talk with the Horniacs as you wish. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to just thank the fans for listening and everything. It's been an experience. It's been a journey. But yeah, we're going to keep, you know, pushing, keep trying, keep doing our thing. And, yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening and, see Red.
Scott.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, it was a fun journey. Still question the fan name. Could have been the Fellowship. Could have been the Hoopies.
Should have been the Fellowship.
Not at all. Not at all.
But,
it doesn't matter. I'm not a Horniac.
Yeah. You're part of the Fellowship, Dan.
I am. There can only okay. be one.
Well, good. Very good. Thank yous. So I'm going to thank all the Horniacs, not just Horniacs, not just the Bulls fans, but anyone who's ever listened to our podcast for 5 minutes or the whole episode, watched any of our YouTube shorts, watched any of our TikToks, shared any of our posts. You guys are really the reason why we do this, because it's just fun how this became more than just watching basketball. It became an actual community. Like, before starting a podcast, I didn't know that there was an actual Chicago Bulls community, not just people who watch the game, but, you know, all the Discord conversations, you know, the people that you meet. It's just, it's an incredible feeling. And for them to accept us, a new podcast, since, I mean, we've only been doing this since October. It's barely been a year yet. It's not even been a year yet. And we've just been welcomed with open arms. To all our guests that we featured, thank you for coming on our show and giving us a little, you know, giving us that little spark that we needed. Thank you for allowing us onto your shows and giving you guys a spark you guys needed. We appreciate you guys more than everything. I have a few people I want to thank. You know, personally, thank you, Scott from Australia. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, C-Red UK. Thank you to Bloody Horns. Thank you, Mo Banks. Thank you to C-Red Guilty SRG on Twitter. He was the guy that kind of promoted us. He's a real guy. I really enjoy talking to this guy. He's a genuine person. Thank you, Fan First Sports Network, for signing a just very, very green and rookie podcast group to an affiliate deal.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that. It was everybody's dream to get paid to talk about sports, and it's cool to hear that we've achieved that goal as a rookie podcast. I mean, again, we have very little experience in this. But yeah,
I vote for Horns Over Hoops for Rookie of the Year for podcast.
Yeah. I wonder I gotta talk to him and see if there's any like rookie of the year awards. I don't think we'll be anywhere near that, but we deserve it. So, but in conclusion, thank you guys. We really appreciate you guys, and we look forward to providing better content for you for season two, and going forward. So thank you guys so much.
Maybe we can do an Air Bud episode.
What do you mean? Maybe we are going to do best basketball movie episode. I like that.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Oh, nice.
The answer is White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, I was going to say the answer should be White Men.
The new one, though.
What? All right. No.
Get out of here.
What?
I have not seen that, but I doubt it's better than the original.
Insert Stephen A. Smith. That's just blasphemy here.
Blasphemy.
All right. Fellas, do you got any closing comments before we take off?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Nah.
All right. Scott?
Nah.
They've said all they had to say. All right. Well, that'll bring this episode to a conclusion. We thank everybody once again for tuning in throughout the years. We're going to continue to give you some hot takes going forward throughout the season, even though the Bulls are not playing anymore. Thank you for everyone who clicked on Twitter. Subscribe to us if you haven't. Do it. It's fun. We talk about the game.
Do it.
Thank you to everyone who's watched our YouTube shorts. Thank you to the TikTok subscribers. We appreciate it. We got some more content coming out soon. It's going to be coming out pretty quick now that we don't have to just stick to a a Chicago Bulls format. And like I said earlier, if you're interested in coming on our show, hit me a DM. We love having guests, especially with the season not going anymore.
Slide right on into the DMs.
Come on in. We'd love to have you on and get your perception of how the season went or what do you expect going forward. So visit our merch store at denzelrange.com. Pick yourself up some hot merch like this sweet Richardson Horns Over Hoops podcast trucker hat. And that's about it. So from all of us here at the Horns Over Hoops Zoom studio, we ask our Bulls fans to see red and go Bulls. Night, everybody.